And that's our show. Thanks for joining us. I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. President-elect Joe Biden is headed to Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, ready to take power as the nation reels from the coronavirus pandemic and soaring unemployment. There is also serious concern about whether more violence could be in the future as he prepares to take the oath of office on Wednesday. The president-elect had planned to take a train into Washington ahead of Inauguration Day, but he scratched the plan amid security concerns after this month's riot at the U.S. Capitol. Instead, he's flying into a military airbase and motorcading into a city that's been flooded by some 25,000 National Guard troops. The U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell claimed Tuesday that outgoing President Donald Trump provoked thousands of his supporters at the U.S. Capitol riot on January 6th. The attack was a futile effort to block Congress from certifying President-elect Biden's November election victory. McConnell said the mob was fed lies and also said they were provoked by the president and other powerful people. Some of the rioters vandalized the building, ransacked congressional offices, and scuffled with police in the mayhem that left five people dead, including a police officer. The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has surpassed 400,000. It's a grim milestone of the pandemic. President Trump's final day in office, who spent much of the beginning of the pandemic downplaying the threat. The 400,000 marker comes almost exactly a year after health officials diagnosed the nation's first case of the virus. The coronavirus has killed nearly as many Americans who are lost.